ஸ்ரீ சாய் சச்சரித்ரா, த ஒண்டர்ஃபுல் லைஃப் அண்ட் டீச்சிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ சாய்பாபா. சாப்டர் 12, சாய் லீலாஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ் ஆஃப் 1 காக்கா மகாஜனி, 2 துமால் பிளீடர், நம்பர் 3 மிஸ்ஸஸ் நிமோன்கர், நம்பர் 4 மூலசாஸ்திரி, நம்பர் 5 ஏ டாக்டர். நவ் லெட் அஸ் சீ இன் திஸ் சாப்டர் ஹவு டிவோட்டீஸ் வெர் ரிசீவ்ட் அண்ட் ட்ரீட்டட் பை பாபா. Saint's mission. We have seen before that the purpose or object of divine incarnation is to protect the good and destroy the wicked. But the mission of the saints is quite different. To them, the good and the wicked are the same. First, they draw the evildoers and set them on the right path. They are the Agasthi to destroy the Bhavasagar, that is the ocean of worldly existence, or the sun to destroy the darkness of ignorance. The God dwells in the saints. In fact, they are not different from him. Our Sai is one of these, who incarnated for the welfare of the devotees. Supreme in knowledge and surrounded with divine aura, he loved all beings equally. He was unattached. Foes and friends, kings and paupers, all were same to him. Hear his prowess. For the sake of devotees, he gave his stock of merits and was ever alert to help them. But the devotees could never approach him unless he meant to receive them. If their appointed time did not come, they did not remember Baba, and his leelas could not reach their ears. Then how could they think of seeing him? Some men desired to see Sai Baba, but they did not get any opportunity of taking his darshan till his Mahasamadhi. There are many such persons who desire for Baba's darshan, was not thus satisfied. If these persons believing in him listen to his leelas, their quest for darshan will be to a great extent satisfied by the leelas. Even if some person went there by sheer luck and took Baba's darshan, were they able to stay there longer? No. Nobody could go there of his own accord, and nobody could stay there longer if he did not wish so. They could stay there so long as Baba permitted them to stay, and had to leave the place when asked to do so by him. So everything depended on Baba's divine will. Om Shri Sai. Kaka Mahajani. Once Kaka Mahajani went to Shirdi from Mumbai. He wanted to stay there for 1 week and enjoy the Gokulashtami festival. As soon as he took Baba's darshan, Baba asked him, "When are you returning home?" He was rather surprised at this question, but he had to give an answer. He said that he would go home when he ordered him to do so. Then Baba said, "Go tomorrow." Baba's word was law and had to be obeyed. Kaka Mahajani therefore left Shirdi immediately. When he went to his office in Mumbai, he found his employer anxiously waiting for him. His munim, that is the manager, suddenly fell ill. Hence, Kaka's presence was absolutely necessary. He had sent a letter to Kaka at Shirdi, which was redirected to him at Mumbai. Om Sri Sai. Bau Saheb Dhumal. Now listen to another story. Once, Bau Saheb Dhumal was going to Nipad for a case. On the way, he came to Shirdi, took Baba's darshan and wanted to proceed to Nipad immediately. But Baba did not permit him to do so. He made him stay at Shirdi for a week or more. In the meanwhile, the magistrate at Nipad suffered intensely from pain in his abdomen, and the case was adjourned. Mr. Dhumal was then allowed to go and attend to his case. It went on for some months and was tried by 4 magistrates. Ultimately, Mr. Dhumal won the case and his client was acquitted. Om Shri Sai. Mrs. Nimonkar. Mr. Nana Saheb Nimonkar, Watandar of Nimon and honorary magistrate, was staying at Shirdi with his wife. Mr. and Mrs. Nimonkar was spending most of the time in the masjid with Baba and serving him. It so happened that their son fell ill at Belapur, and the mother decided with Baba's consent to go to Belapur and see her son and other relatives. and stay there for a few days. But Mr. Nana Sahib asked her to return the next day. The lady was in a fix and did not know what to do. But her god Sai came to her help. While leaving Shirdi, she went to Baba, who was standing in front of Sateswada with Mr. Nana Sahib and others, and prostrated at his feet and asked his permission to go. Baba said to her, "Go, go quickly, be calm and unperturbed. Stay comfortably at Belapur for 4 days. See all your relatives and then return to Shirdi." How opportune were Baba's words. Mr. Nana Sahib's proposal was overruled by Baba's decree. Om Shri Sai. Mula Shastri of Nasik. An orthodox Agnihotri Brahmin of Nasik, Mula Shastri, who had studied the six Shastras and was well versed in astrology and palmistry, once came to Shirdi to see Mr. Bapu Sahib Bhuti, the famous billionaire of Nagpur. After seeing him, he and others went to see Baba in the masjid. Baba bought various fruits and other things from vendors with his own money and distributed them to the people present in the masjid. Baba used to press the mangoes on all sides so skillfully that when Baba sucked it, he got all the pulp at once in his mouth and could throw away the seed. Plantains were peeled off by Baba and the pulp was distributed to the devotees, while the skins were retained by Baba for himself. Mula Shastri, as a palmist, wanted to examine Baba's palm and asked him to extend his hand. Baba ignored his request and gave 4 plantains to him. Then they all returned to the wada and Mula Shastri bathed, wore fresh clothes and started his routine duties, that is Agnihotra, etc. Then Baba as usual started for Lendi and started and said, "Take some gero, that is a red miry substance used to dye clothes in saffron color. We shall today don saffron colored clothes." None understood what Baba meant. Then after some time, when Baba returned and preparations for the noon aarti were being made, Bapu Sahib Jog asked Mula Shastri whether he would accompany him for the aarti. He replied that he would see Baba in the afternoon. Baba sat on his seat, was worshipped by the devotees, and aarti commenced. Then Baba said, "Get some dakshina from the new Nasik Brahmin." Bhuti himself went to the wada to get the dakshina, and when he gave Baba's message to Mula Shastri, he was sorely perplexed. He thought in his mind thus, "I am a pure Agnihotri Brahmin. Why should I pay dakshina? Baba may be a great saint. I am not his dependent. But since a great saint like Sai Baba was asking for dakshina through a millionaire like Bhuti, he could not refuse." So leaving his routine unfinished, he started with Bhuti for masjid. Thinking himself holy and the masjid otherwise, he remained at a distance and after joining his palms threw flowers at Baba from there. Then, lo, all of a sudden, he saw not Baba but his late guru Golap Swami there. He was wonderstruck. Could this be a dream? No, it was not, as he was wide awake. But how could his late guru Golap be there? He was speechless for some time. He pinched himself and thought again, but could not reconcile the fact of his late guru Golap being in the masjid. Ultimately, leaving aside all doubt, he went up, fell at his guru's feet and then stood there with folded hands. Other people sang Baba's aarti, while Mula Shastri chanted loudly his guru's name. Then, casting off all his pride of caste and sacredness, he fell at his guru's feet and closed his eyes. When he got up and opened his eyes, he saw Baba asking for dakshina. Seeing Baba's blissful form and his inconceivable power, Mula Shastri forgot himself. He was extremely pleased. His eyes were full of tears of joy. He again saluted Baba and gave the dakshina. He said that his doubt was removed and he saw his own guru. On seeing this wonderful leela of Baba, all the people, including Mula Shastri, were much moved and they realized the meaning of Baba's words. "Bring gero. We shall don saffron-colored cloth." Such is the wonderful leela of Baba. Om Shri Sai. A doctor. Once, a mamladar came to Shirdi with a doctor friend of his. The doctor said that his deity was Ram and that he would not bow before a Mohammedan, and so he was unwilling to go to Shirdi. The Mamlatar replied that nobody would press him to bow down, so he should come and give the pleasure of his company. Accordingly, they reached Shirdi and went to the Masjid for Baba's darshan. All were wonderstruck to see the doctor going ahead and saluting Baba. They asked him how he forgot his resolve and bowed down to a Musliman. Then the doctor replied that he saw his beloved deity Ram on the seat and he therefore prostrated himself before him. Then, as he was saying this, he again saw Sai Baba there. Being dismayed, he again said, "Is this a dream? How could he be a Mohammedan? He is a great Yoga Sampana, that is, full of yoga, avatar." Next day he made a vow and began to fast. He absented himself from the masjid, resolving not to go there until Baba blessed him. 3 days passed, and on the fourth day, a close friend of his from Kandesh turned up, and with him he went to the masjid for Baba's darshan. After the salivation, Baba asked him whether anybody had gone to call him, so that he had come. Hearing this vital question, the doctor was moved. The same night, he was blessed by Baba and he experienced the bliss supreme in his sleep. Then he left for his town, where he remained in the same state for a fortnight. Thus, his devotion for Sai Baba increased manifold. The moral of the stories mentioned above, especially that of Moola Shastri, is this, that we should have firm faith in our Guru and no one else. More Leelas of Sai Baba will be described in the next chapter. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.